Hare Krishna. On the sacred occasion associated with Bhugarbha Goswami, let us meditate on his glory. Now, Bhugarbha Goswami is one of the senior Goswamis. He, along with Loknath Goswami, were older in age than even the senior most of the Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And just as Rupa, Sanatana and other four Goswamis were told by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan to re-establish Krishna Bhakti over there and create a foundation for the sharing of Krishna Bhakti elsewhere, everywhere else. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told Bhugarbha Goswami and Loknath Goswami to go there. So just as Rupa and Sanatan were inseparable associates, similarly, Loknath and Bhugarbha Goswami were also inseparable associates. They used to constantly live together. It was almost like they were one soul in two bodies. They were always one in mind. And they, in Vrindavan, they performed extraordinary service. Because at that time, living in Vrindavan was excruciatingly difficult, both materially and spiritually. Materially, it was difficult because Vrindavan had become practically like a deserted place at that time. You know, because of several centuries of invasions and desecrations by the Mlechha rulers, Vrindavan had much of the area of Vrindavan had become almost like a deserted wilderness, and many of the holy places associated with Lord's pastimes had become lost. Just as we know, Radhakund is an important place, but it had become reduced to just a puddle in a field. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had personally rediscover it, and then eventually it was almost one generation later that Raghunath Das Goswami, Jeeva Goswami, they arranged to have a proper kund build over there. So in the early days of the mission, just as when Srila Prabhupada tried to share Krishna consciousness, the early days in America were excruciatingly difficult. Similarly, the Goswamis who went first to Vrindavan, you know, from the material point of view, things were extremely difficult. Now, of course, the Goswamis were themselves very renounced and they did not need anything material for themselves. But even for fulfilling the will of the Lord, for doing his mission, also some material resources are required. And even they were not easily available. It was a very difficult time. And not only was the material difficulties there, but the spiritual difficulty was that the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate separation from him. You know, for them to live separate from the Lord was nearly impossible. And yet, some of his devotees accepted his instructions, although those instructions were more difficult than even death. And they went to far away from the Lord, carrying the Lord's instructions and thereby carrying the Lord with him in their heart. And it was such that many of these devotees, like Ubar Goswami, they practically never again got the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still, they were always having the association of the Lord in the heart. And Bhugarbha Goswami lived in Vrindavan, and he was such an exalted Vaishnava that his name is considered primary among the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially those who lived in Vrindavan. And Narottam Das Thakur, many of his songs, when he refers to the Goswamis, he also refers in the same breath to Bhugarbha and Loknath Goswami, because they are also exalted Goswamis of the same ranks. And just as we especially appreciate those disciples of Srila Prabhupada who pioneered the sharing of Krishna consciousness in its early and extremely difficult days, similarly, acharyas like Bhugarbha Goswami, who in the early days of the revival of Krishna Bhakti, of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in Vrindavan, they pioneered the fulfillment of the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are eternally indebted to them, and we can pray to them for their mercy, so that whatever small difficulties we have in our practice and outreach in Krishna consciousness, we can gracefully and gratefully endure these difficulties and determinedly continue in our service. Thank you. Hare Krishna.